Hello, everyone. This is Glenn McLaughlin for the Collegian Podcast, welcoming you to today's episode. Today, we have a special treat for you. Our very own Josh Owsley had the privilege to interview head basketball coach Will Schaus, along with several student athletes, about the cross-cultural requirement Asbury has and the mission trips that they have been a part of with their respective teams. With Coach Schaus, here is Josh Owsley.
So the first question that I would have is, why did you kind of want to do this trip as a team?
For one, the cross-cultural requirement for all the students, you know, is a big reason. But I thought years ago when it was implemented, I thought the best way to do it is to take them on my own.
Why did you pick the area that you went to, and where did you all go?
I went to Puerto Rico, a place called Aguadilla. But we stay in it's kind of like dorm rooms above a Puerto Rican bakery. This was our fifth trip to Puerto Rico, but this time we worked on a school that looked like it was just completely run down. We did a lot of landscaping, and also we blazed the trail as one of the first groups ever to go. And now, since we went our first year, which was, I think, 2010, you know, swim team is gone, women's basketball, soccer, baseball has gone a different place. I don't know if they've ever gone to Puerto Rico with Chad, but all the volleyball team is gone too. So
what impact do you think that you all have on the community there?
I hope when they see us, well, there's Coach, he's got his boys here again, and hopefully bring a positive shining light to them, but also they're here to work.
What ways overall do you feel like it benefited your team?
It always brings us closer, living together during that week. They live together anyway, but, you know, a lot of times you're in that area, your phones don't work, so you're forced to talk to each other more. We don't have TVs where we stay.
Owsley also had the opportunity to speak with junior basketball players David McCorvey and Clarion Washington. Owsley asked McCorvey how the trip impacted him during their time in Puerto Rico.
I think personally it impacted me. I think whenever you travel to a different, or it's a U.S. territory, but you know, outside of your home, you learn a lot about the different cultures, and you know, you gain more knowledge the more you can travel around the world. The team bonding was really important, and we got to get to know the people we went on the trip with, all the coaches and the new players, the incoming freshmen. We all got closer, and not only that, we got to play against the Puerto Rican teams, and that helped our chemistry as well.
For Washington, Owsley asked him how what they did made an impact on them as well as the local community.
While we was fixing the school up, I know that the school was doing enrollment. A particular mom came with her child, and she saw us, but she couldn't speak any English, but she knew she knew what we was doing and what was the main goal, and she like started crying, and then she gave one of our assistant coaches a hug, and like that definitely showed that like it's bigger than us. So I think that kind of helped. So that definitely made an impact on us and in the community.
Owsley also spoke with senior Mia Wiersma of the women's soccer team and asked her why she enjoyed her mission trip so much.
I just loved the fact that the game that I've grown up loving and playing, like, those people feel the same way. And so it was really cool for me to just really understand, like, what a universal language soccer is. Just getting to play it with people, like, we couldn't communicate at all besides putting the ball in the field and doing what we know how to do. But that's all that mattered, and that was, like, such a fun way to love them and for them to love us.
We'll end today's podcast with a quote from Coach Schaus. Owsley asked him what lesson his team learned while in Puerto Rico.
I really think that they saw, you know, that the service they were doing was going towards something much bigger than us just being there in a week and doing work. We can make a difference beyond where we're at here.
For the Collegian Podcast, this is Glenn McLaughlin.